Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is condemning the Arizona State Supreme Court in its decision this week to uphold a near total abortion ban in that state dating back to the 1860s. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We believe that women's lives are at stake across the country, and we're just not going to stop speaking out.
The decision in Arizona was made in a case involving a law from 1864, from when Arizona was still a U.S. territory, banning all abortions except for those that risk the health of the mother. Newly elected Democratic Governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, is asking her state legislature to repeal the old law.
The near total Civil War era ban that continues to hang over our heads only serves to create more chaos for women and doctors in our state.
In a landmark court decision, the parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly are each being sentenced to between 10 and 15 years in prison for their roles in their son's crime. In separate trials, James and Jennifer Crumbly were each convicted of involuntary manslaughter for ignoring their teenage son Ethan's mental health problems and for the gun he used to kill four classmates being unsecured. It is the first time in the U.S. that the parents of a child mass shooter have been held responsible by the justice system. Officials with Norfolk Southern Railroad have reached a $600 million settlement with residents affected by the February 2023 toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The settlement resolves all class action claims involving people within a 20-mile radius of the derailment. It must now be approved by a court of law. The widely acclaimed Dune Part 2, set to arrive on streaming platforms soon, it'll be up for digital rental and purchase starting April 16th. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
House Republicans are delaying plans of sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over to the U.S. Senate. GOP lawmakers in that chamber say they want to wait until next week to receive two articles against Mayorkas.
Till Monday, to at least give us a full week. We'll see if Senator Schumer honors the extra time.
Republicans in the Senate are hoping to build support to block an expected motion from Democrats there to dismiss a trial. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed written arguments with the U.S. Supreme Court this week, urging justices to reject former President Trump's immunity claims. In a brief filed this week, Smith also pressed the high court to deny Trump's effort to delay his federal election interference case based on that claim. A decision on the matter is expected by July. President Biden unveiling his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child care and senior care. USA's John Schaefer.
Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, Biden emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around.
The president's latest budget proposal encompasses measures such as expanding paid family leave and extending the child care tax credit.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about, you know, when you got almost, at least two-thirds and growing of America saying that we're on the wrong track. Well, I say great observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? All right. We've got to get skin in the game here, because the fact of the matter is you got skin in the game, because what it is that you're not exercising, Joe Biden is exercising on your behalf. Are you happy with the direction of the government? I mean, here it is. We get the latest inflation report this morning, and no big surprise, 3.5%, like we needed the government to tell us that we're in pain. We know we're in pain. We deal with this every day. And in fact, how much trust do you give in that numbers? I mean, the 3.5, you kind of think sometimes that they're, you know, the government measurement devices involve somebody's finger going up in the air and just sensing how the wind is blowing. And then they come up with some estimated number. The reality is that Americans today, it's costing them $1,100 to $1,200, some cases, like in Nevada, even more than that per month, more than what they paid last year. I mean, imagine all of a sudden somebody just dropping, you know, $1,200 a month payment on your finances coming out of nowhere. No school tuition, nothing. And the thing is about it, it's not like for that $1,100 or $1,200 you got a new electric car, or you've got something that's going to be, you know, better for you, for your family to use. No, this is just an increase in the cost of living. Thank you very much. Brought to you by this administration, the Democratic Party, and I would say those Republicans who've gone along to go along. This is the price we're paying. Well, stay tuned, because you've got to activate your citizenship. This is an activated type of government. That's why it starts out with those three important words, we the people. All right. So it's a commitment. It's kind of a hand over heart promise that we the people, this is what we believe in, and this is what we're going to fight for. And what's happened is we've gotten rather laissez-faire about it. We actually trusted people to be honorable. And you can't. You know, Ronald Reagan told us that we can trust but verify. But anymore, it's just like, you know, we need to verify first before we trust. You know, we're so willing to entrust people with our assets. And our assets include our very lives, our families, you know, the next generation to come that we're responsible for. Think about it. This is what we're, you know, throwing into the balance here. We're on standby for Linda Kozar. Hoping to talk to her. Okay. All right. So, well, let's see here. I've got a wrong number for her. So let me see what I can do to figure this out here. Excuse us while we, you know, this kind of thing, supposedly, you know, I was raised, you know, in the old school of broadcasting where, you know, you're not supposed to have a conversation with your producer or anything directly. Yeah, it's supposed to keep everything nondescript. But, you know, when you do crazy things like I do, and I've been doing this lately.
That's just how we do it, Bill.
Yeah, that's how we do it. So I'm going to text you the number here. So you get a chance to look in the background, ladies and gentlemen, and kind of look under the hood here a little bit as Brad. Brad's our able producer. He's the one that always, he's always 100% right. And
that's correct.
So you see, he even verified it. He said, that's correct. And so if you have any doubt, he is always right. And let me see. I think I've got the right number here. So it's coming your way now. So I apologize. Apologize to you, too, ladies and gentlemen, for waiting. You're going to love Linda Kosar. She's an award-winning author. And she's got that, you know, that Southern kind of sweet, disarming personality. You know what I mean? And she's quite the package in a hoot. And her brand new book is called Gimme Some Sugar. You can just hear this, right? A perfect start to a joyful heart, she says. Good things from God can calm the soul and fill you with confidence. And Gimme Some Sugar, the award-winning author, brings her Southern wit and wisdom to sweeten your life with spiritual nourishment to ponder, perspective to pray about, and a touch of joy to put a smile on your face. Because like all things that you know, we deal with, this too shall pass, the good and the bad. But and look at, see what happens when you get the right phone number. When you get the right phone number, you can actually connect with the right people. Linda Kosar, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I feel blessed to be here today.
Well, the blessings are ours, and I apologize to you. I don't know. I channeled some different phone number, and so it made it a little bit of a challenge. But it gave me a chance to talk about you, because I told everybody, I said, get prepared, you know, because Linda is known for her Southern wit and charm, disarming as it is. Your husband and family, they have no, you know, they have no defense. I mean, you're just way too charming.
Well, I try.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, of course, then on top of that, is if that's not just a natural gifting, and then you tap into the power of God, you know, to, you know, make sure that you're filled with his joy and with you, I mean, I can tell you always carry a smile on your face, and that's quite engaging.
Well, we need joy these days, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. Yeah, it is the joy of the Lord, not to be concerned, not to be confused with happiness. Sometimes people confuse happiness and joy, don't they? But joy is different.
They do. Yeah, the joy of the Lord is a lot different. It just it just bubbles out of you like a fountain.
Yeah.
You don't, and it has nothing to do with your circumstances.
Mm-hmm. It's like a power source. I was explaining to somebody else the other day. It's always there, right? And so all it takes is you plug into it. But if you don't plug into it, then then you're operating under your own power, your own device. But yet when you feel it, and at times, Linda, I know that when you're tapped into it, it's like it just hums. It just kind of hums and goes along. It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah, because you look at a lot of comedians and they're funny on stage, you know, but in their personal lives, a lot of times they suffer from depression.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, sadly, I mean, Robin Williams, right? You thought, how in a million years would you think that he was so depressed that he would commit suicide? The guy is hysterical, so gifted. And there's other stories like that. People who, you know, have been so blessed and gifted by God with incredible talents. You know, sometimes the fire of life is too intense for them and they end up burning themselves out. But, you know, in your book, Give Me Some Sugar, you know, what inspired you to write this devotional?
Well, I've always enjoyed reading devotionals, and I was affected by Streams in the Desert. That was my favorite devotional. And I noticed in my own life that when I read a daily devotional, it just changed my whole aspect. It changed my day. And it made me more joyful. And I always believe in reading a devotional right alongside your Bible.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I would be interested in something I read and say, well, I better look that up.
Right.
It's really fun digging through the Word and finding that treasure.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think I got about three or four devotionals I'm in the middle of right now for that very reason. I mean, there's one on my bedside. There's, you know, just in various places that I will pick up from time to time. And there's some that I'm, you know, more engaged with that I might, you know, follow through in a set pattern. But some, you know, just for a moment of inspiration, I'll pick up. And it's amazing when I do that is, you know, it's that word aptly spoken that you trust the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will lead you to that word you need to hear. And it comes from many times a devotional that kind of surprises you. Just saying, you know, but look, we've got to go to break, and we've got more from Linda Kozar. Stay with us. We're talking Give Me Some Sugar. We got plenty to spread. Stay with us.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
As Linda Cozart writes, she says, you know, good things from God can calm the soul and fill you with confidence. You've experienced that, right? I mean, you know that whenever God's word goes forth, right? It, the Bible says it goes forth, and it doesn't come back void.
That's right.
And God in his power and might is intentional. And it's amazing, you know, that his word is constantly, you know, coming out of his throne room. And these are words of empowerment, encouragement, of vision and direction, all these things that are available to us as his children. And all we have to do is, you know, partake, right?
Well, right. You know, he wants to bless us. He knows what we're going through. A lot of times the people forget to pray, even though you know better. Mm. You know,
right.
you kind of forget. You think of all these other solutions to your problem, but what you should really be doing is praying. And a lot of people give up too soon, too, because we're in a fast food world. And we expect our prayers to be answered just like that. You know, snap your fingers, Lord. But there's a purpose in the process.
Yeah, and without a doubt.
He's calling you to pray, then you have to wait till you get your answer, and you have to be desperate enough to continue.
Exactly. Yeah, I've often said that we live in a microwave society. You know, we stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. This mentality that we have, and we miss out so much. And, you know, this is like the second day in a row, Linda, that, you know, we've talked about, you know, meditating on the Word of God and what that means, and how you just chew on it and take your time. And particularly in our American society, we're so busy about being busy. And this is something that I catch myself doing often. And I sense the Spirit correcting me on that to slow down. So,
And that's where a devotional comes in, because in the morning, you know, you read a devotional like "Give Me Some Sugar," and you'll come away with, you know, something deep, but also some humor attached to it, and then something a life application, you know, to do better that day, or to go out and do God's work.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Give Me Some Sugar. That's like such a Southern term, isn't it? I love that.
Yes, every mother, every aunt, every grandmother would always say, "Give me some sugar," and you knew what that meant. You were going to
exactly.
big old floppy kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you were born and raised in the South, right?
Yes, I was born and raised in New Orleans, and then I moved to Texas. So I'm as deep South as you can get.
So you know what sugar is, and this is God's sugar, right?
That's
God saying, "Give me some sugar," right?
Right. He wants to give us some sugar, you know. But a lot of times we don't want to give him the time. No, we don't want to give him the time of day, and we need to, because he has so much sweetness to add to our lives, so much, and he wants to bless us. He really does, but we don't have the time for him.
Well, and you would think, especially in these times, Linda, when there's so much pressure on families today, all that we're dealing with, I mean, you know, the culture itself is in chaos, the economy, you know, political problems, Israel, you know, we're to pay, you know, pray for the peace of Israel like ever before. We're reminded on a daily basis, as I think we're, in day 188 of the Israeli-Hamas war. You know, all these things are bombarding us, and we need now more than ever to, you know, come into the throne room of God. He says that we can come because of Jesus' sacrifice that we were reminded of on this past Easter Sunday, that we can come into his throne room and find grace and mercy in our time of need. And sometimes we think that we can, you know, we just get so busy, we get so caught up in the need that we forget that God has a solution for us. And that's what you're saying, is that, you know, he's there, you know, he's there for us waiting, and we're the ones that are not, you know, coming through the door that he says you're welcome to enter.
It's true. And we could doom scroll all day long and hear all this awful stuff. And not that we shouldn't know what's going on. We should, so we can pray about it. But don't blame a clown for being a clown. Blame yourself for going to the circus.
You know? Amen. Yes. I love that. Yeah, my son's been known to say lately, you know, not my monkey, not my circus, you know. And I said, yeah. I'm gonna hold on to that, because sometimes we need to know the difference, because it's easy to get caught up in some of these emotional things, you know. And you see this happening, you know, like you say, sometimes you look on the TV and you see some of these young kids in universities that are supposedly being intellectualized, and their response is, you know, less than intellectual. It's unfortunate, especially when their parents back home are saying, "And I paid for all this." what is going on? Right?
And it's kind of always been that way. When you send your child off to college, then they become intellectualized, then they come back and they have all these liberal ideas, and right. then they usually grow out of it. But right. it starts earlier now. It's not college. It starts mm-hmm. in elementary school.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. See, when they're going through this phase, you just kind of, you know, sit back. Kind of reminds me of when I went in the Marine Corps, and they picked us up. There was, you know, they picked up a bunch of us, you know, probably, you know, well over, you know, 100 young men. And half of us were going to the Marine Corps, half of us were going to the Navy. And the guys were acting up on the bus as they picked us up in San Diego to take us to the recruit camp, recruiting station, and, you know, at MCRD, the depot. And so, the guys were acting up and acting like knuckleheads and everything. And these, two guys that were supervising us, you know, to get us to, you know, to the depot, they're just like shaking their heads and they're just laughing. And there was this sense, I mean, instinctively, I looked at them, I go, what do they know that we don't know? And they knew a lot. They knew what was coming. And sometimes with our kids, you know, we see our kids acting up and you just shake your head and going, oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, life is just around the corner for you too, you know.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, when you have to adult and you have to pay taxes.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Yeah,
isn't that fun? I love that. The first time they come home and they realize the taxes that are taken out of their paycheck.
Look at how much money they take.
Oh, my God. They're in the fetal position. They're in the fetal position. They're upset. They don't know what to do. And go, yeah. And eventually, sometimes they ask the question, go, how come you didn't tell me about this? And you've been, this happens to your paycheck too? Yeah. And it has been since I've been, you know, 16 years old or whatever, you know, kind of deal. And how can this be? This is not fair. No.
That has happened to us too. You know, we were surprised. But it's true.
Yes, exactly. In the devotion in your book, I mean, you have 90 days, right? It's 90
yes.
devotionals.
Yes.
So, what stands out for you? What are you, you know, that, you know, what blesses you most? I mean, it's probably hard. It's like saying, okay, tell me, which is your favorite child? But
choosing which one? My favorite one is Operation You, and I compared our lives to the Operation game. I don't know whether you played that when you were.
Oh
kid.
Yeah! Yeah, fun.
And you know, you had to pick the funny bone out and all those things. Well, I compared it to, you know, God is trying to get us to allow Him to remove things from our lives. You know, when we have unforgiveness, we're holding on to, we're having anger, jealousy, envy, you know, all these things that we want to hold on to, and we're not willing to let God get those electro tweezers and remove them. you know, it's kind of just, you know, God just wants us to let go and allow Him to do that so that we can be all that He wants us to be, and that He can use us in mighty and glorious ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about it, because you know, comparing it to that game is one of my favorites.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, what I love about the South is the expressions. You know, we have the one legislator from, you know, from Louisiana. He is such a hoot.
Yes.
He's got all these, right?
Yes.
And you just love those. And so it's noted here that there was one of your favorite, most obscure Southern expressions you grew up with. What was that?
Well, I actually have a couple to tell you about. Don to Con, which is a funny one, and then Lang Yap.
Lang Yap?
Very common. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lang Yap means a little something extra in French, and it's very commonly used. And, you know, during the Depression, my uncle had a grocery store, and he used to give Lang Yap to people, like an extra can of this or a can of that. And people just they lived off of that. They lived because of him. And when he died, there was a crowd of mourners that was huge.
What a great deal. Linda Kozar, thank you. Appreciate it.
Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court's decision. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock has taken a nosedive. It's a daily ranking in the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump media, but shares in the company have been steadily dropping and fell nearly 5% Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, you know, our eyes have been opened up, you know, quite radically. And I think that, you know, it's positive in a sense that now we have some more information. Information is really empowering. And the thing is that we should not, because the ruling elite wants us to think that there's nothing we can do about it. But we can. And I got to tell you, Alex Newman is going to be with us in just a moment. We're going to talk about his new book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government Schools, War on Faith, Family and Freedom, and How to Stop It, is the result of a decade of research and investigative reporting. Yes, and I'm sure what spurred this on even more, that encouraged Alex, says that he was on the right track in his investigation, was all that happened in COVID, that it wasn't just theoretical and it wasn't just a one and done kind of situation, that this was a growing, in a sense, a pandemic of another form that had been taking place. And so here he's blessed us with his book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, to demonstrate to us, because I think at first blush, Alex, we know when people began to realize what was going on in our schools, they can't be so. You know, they would say, Bill, you know, you're exaggerating. What are you talking about? And then we started to hear the stories of, you know, daughters being raped in, you know, these unisex bathrooms on school campuses and, you know, the indoctrination, forget about reading, writing, and arithmetic. It was some other narrative, and indoctrination and breakdown in the educational system was nothing like the parents expected to be occurring in the educational system, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's an honor and pleasure to be with you. But it is worse than anybody can imagine, and I mean that literally. Like, I know everybody realizes it's bad. It is orders of magnitude worse than that. And the reality is, and what we document very clearly in the book, just in the first few chapters, is that this is by design. The people who Yes. built this system always intended to turn our children away from God, away from their parents, against their country, against their church, and they have been incredibly successful. So it's not that the system is broken and needs to be fixed. It's that the system is working very, very well when you understand why it was built. And all of this can be documented with primary source documents. We pulled out the writings, the essays, the letters of the people who built this system to show that they always planned to do what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, and that's why there's no apology, right? I mean, here it is, you know, and this is, I think, quite shocking for parents. And of course, we saw what happened in Virginia, you know, several years back, is the parents reacted, and in other cities, San Francisco, and others across the country, where parents are waking up and taking their kids out of public schools and homeschooling them. You know, like you said, this is so diabolical, so well entrenched, that when they were caught with their hands in the cookie jar, it's like, so what? You know, there's no apology for it, right? I mean, and that's what blows you away about it, because you're sitting there thinking, wait a minute, this is our country. This is the United States of America, and this is what's happening. And the thing is, Alex, in reading your book, and as I see this unfolding and everything, it convinces me that this is a plan that not only targeted for the education system, but all things American. I mean, this is an attack on the very foundational building blocks of our country, right? And this great American idea.
That's exactly right, Bill. And what you'll find, you're right about the no apology. In fact, they never apologize. They always double down. They always try to take more ground. And just on the academic front, we're witnessing the total destruction of our children. And that's not my opinion. The government's own data shows that less than one-third of victims of public schools are even proficient in any course of their reading, writing.
For all the money, all the tax money that we're investing in education, this is the ROI?
That's right. And then they have the nerve to ask for more money. And I tell people, put on your thinking cap for a minute here. Imagine any other industry where less than one-third of the paying customers were actually getting what they asked for. Imagine a fast food restaurant where less than one-third of customers who came in and paid for a cheeseburger actually got a cheeseburger. Most of them got a decomposing rodent or a poisonous snake. The SWAT team would raid the place in the morning, and they'd haul these people off to jail. Imagine then if they demanded more money, right? We would laugh at them. We would point and laugh. And yet this is what they're doing to our children, in addition to castrating them, taking them for abortions, turning them against God, convincing them that America is an evil place and needs to be burned to the ground. And of course, this is now coming not just from Washington, D.C. Right? We all know the U.S. Department of Education is a total disaster. But now you even have the U.N. coming in. So to your point, this is an attack on everything that America was originally founded on, the principles that underpin it. And it's coming now even from the international level. And they tell you why, for a very specific purpose. They're building global citizens for a one-world order.
Exactly. See, but this is where, in a sense, this is such a wake-up call for us, Alex, that they have a plan, but where's our plan?
Exactly. We need a plan desperately. And that's actually what my book concludes with. Guys, you have to stop sending your children there. That needs to be step one of the plan. I try to explain to people, you need to think of the government schools as burning buildings. and your children are inside, and you hear them screaming, and you feel the flames, you smell the flesh burning.
Exactly.
The solution is not to go yell at the school board or to lobby your state legislator. The first part of the solution is to grab your children and run as fast as your legs will carry you in
exactly.
the other direction. Then we worry about the other stuff.
Right. And meanwhile, yes, and you have to have an idea, a solid. You see, what's happened in the country, the way our culture has been attacked, and these foundational principles and the rewriting 1619 Project, all these things that have contributed to the erosion of these foundational principles, we've lost sight and understanding of what it takes to build a society. I mean, they are deconstructing everything, and they're building it up in their own eyes and in their own understanding. And, you know, it's like we're back to Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America, whatever that meant. Well, we got an idea now of what it means. It's the total deconstruct of America's values, the total deconstruct of everything that our fathers, grandfathers, great-grandparents before us fought in wars in order to preserve. And this ruling class has the audacity to throw that out the window as if it's it doesn't matter anymore. You know, it's just... You know, but you see, if America does not want to hold on to this, if they cannot cherish this, then you know what? We don't deserve this country.
You're exactly right. Exactly right, Bill. And, you know, you can go back to the very first people who created this system. Right? Robert Owen, the first guy in the early 1800s who seriously proposed that the government ought to educate our children. We know from a whistleblower that his ultimate objective was to eliminate Christianity. This system took root in Prussia. It was re-imported into the United States by Horace Mann, who, of course, also wanted to do that. And then you look at the real architects of what we have today. It was John Dewey with funding from the Rockefellers. Right? So you had an actual communist, a guy who went to the Soviet Union and couldn't stop slobbering about how wonderful it was, teaming up with a super capitalist who was interested in dumbed-down worker drones who wouldn't ask too many questions. And presto, you have the guys who founded and created this system. The purpose was always to dismantle our country. It was always to turn our children against it. It was always to keep them dumb. And we have to deal with this crisis as an existential threat.
And the thing that's amazing on this is, I think with all ideas that come into the transom and come into the environment, I'm one, Alex, to say, okay, what's the plus and minuses of it? What's the history? What's the historical significance of that idea? Because there's nothing new under the sun. So let's see, where has that idea ever worked anywhere? Can you find anything in history that would give you an indication that this is a positive move? That's the short answer. There is none. And here we are at the risk of our children and our grandchildren. We're putting this on the line, not to mention 247 years of historical significance. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Alex after this.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. He is Alex Newman, and he is the New American Magazine senior editor and CEO of Liberty Sentinel. You know, Alex, in talking with you again, I think it's important to remind the audience that America has a tradition of success. We have the building blocks that were very effective in establishing this great American idea. We've just lost track of it. So the good news is that it's not necessary that we recreate something as much as that we revive it. We pull it out of the closet. These people who've come in and have hijacked our government and are hijacking our institutions. We just need to re-embrace those foundational principles and doctrines that made America great, so that we can be great again. It's not like we have to, you know, do all the hard work that our founding fathers did with blank sheets of paper in studying all these different forms of government through the ages and came up with this rather unique idea, as opposed to being ruled by a king, a czar, but to turn the org chart on its head and say, hey, who's going to be a top? It's not going to be a king. The people are kings. It is going to be we, the people, that are going to be in charge. And when we get back to that formula and back to that idea, then America can, I believe, can be revived and realize and turn this stuff around. But, I think there's good news here, isn't there?
There is, yeah, and I love the way you put that, and this applies across the board, too. If we want our government to work properly again, We just need to go back to the principles that work. You can find them in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution of the United States, and of course in the Bible, right?
Right,
the Constitution
exactly.
And the Declaration were based on biblical principles, and the founders were pretty open about this. In fact, one of the greatest speeches I've ever read was from Samuel Langdon, the president of Harvard, in 1788, when he was urging the New Hampshire legislature to ratify the Constitution. He explained that the principles that were enshrined in this document came straight out of what God had revealed in the Bible, including through the Republic of the Israelites, all the way up through the New Testament. And the same is true in education. I actually closed the book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, with an afterword where I go back and look at what existed in the United States before the government got involved in education around the mid-1800s.
Exactly.
And actually, that's the non-system that produced the most literate, most educated, most moral people that this planet had ever seen. So it's not a mystery. We just have to look back at what worked and then rekindle support and love for those principles. And we could turn this country around tomorrow if we tried.
Well, you know, I think you and I talked about it before. It was like a less than 100 pages of the New England Primer. The little booklet that people were, you know, the kids were more educated with that simple little booklet. And it was very effective. And now you think today, you know, how that educational industrial complex has grown and, you know, what they've done in terms of how much they charge for books and all this other stuff that, you know, just brought in all this complication, but nobody has stopped to say, well, are we better off or are we worse off as a result of, you know, all these new books that we're throwing on the kids? Of course, not to mention, you know, we're not even talking about all these sexualization books that they're throwing, you know, they're throwing at the kids as well.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've started doing is collecting these old school books. They're so fascinating. The New England Primer and the Blue Black Speller. I mean, they're learning their letters. They're learning how to read. They're learning theology, right? When they learn the A, it's in Adam, fall, we sinned all. It's just really, really good stuff. And these were widely accessible, easily available. This is actually what most Americans learned how to read on for generations. The Bible was their primary textbook. And if you want to know how educated they were, go back and read their writings. Go back and read their letters to each other. I mean, look at the Federalist Papers. These were written to everyday average Americans before we ever had government schools. So what has happened is the government has deliberately dumbed us down over a period of generations. They've been using quackery since the government got involved in education that has resulted in a massive illiteracy crisis unlike anything we've ever seen as a nation. We have got to deal with this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, or it's over. For our country, for our families, for our churches, and for our liberties.
Well, let's talk about your latest video, the real agenda behind the war on family, Transmania, you call it.
Well, what's going on here with this war on family is very strategic, and it ties right into what we're saying on education. There is a plan to destroy liberty, not just in the United States, but around the world. They recognize that families are a critical obstacle to that. Parents pass on their values, their culture, their traditions, their faith to their children, and that is why we see this full-blown total war. They want to not just destroy families, they want to destroy the principle, the idea of family. Of course, this is a divinely ordained institution, and so what we're seeing now, you know, and you can just see the progression, right? Back in the early 2000s, it was, oh, yeah, homosexual marriage, we just want equality, you know. Oh, it's not going to hurt anybody. Yeah, there's not going to be, you know, a mom and a dad. But, you know, two dads is okay. Two moms is okay. No, it's a big deal, right? You don't really need a mom. You don't really need a dad. Of course you do. Now we're at the next phase with this transgender madness where they're saying, well, you know, there isn't really any such thing as a mom or a dad, right? That's outdated binary thinking about gender. You're one of those heteronormative supporters of the patriarchy. And so the result of all of this will be, if not stopped, the total destruction of a normal family with a mother and a father and children. And the result from that will be the government takes over. And that's what they're openly pushing now. The government should raise the children, not the parents.
Exactly. Well, and you said something absolutely critical here that people need to catch. See, this is, you know, we look at it as a war on family, war on the culture, and everything. This is a war on God. They are, you know, and the Democratic Party made that clear in 2000, if you remember, at their national convention, when they took God out of the platform. And there was, some disdain there in the convention hall. They weren't happy with that. But nope, the Democratic apparatchik and the elites had predetermined that God needed to be out of their platform. And look what's happened to the Democratic Party. And look what's happening to America. I mean, we are being controlled by a small number of people in some sense. And I shared this with somebody else earlier that when you go back, just even in the most recent era of what happened, for example, in Germany, I mean, it was a small percentage that really, by comparison, it was about maybe, 10-15% at most that were really the elites of Germany at the time that just took it down this road of fascism. And shockingly, when the Germans had to realize, the German population realized what the heck happened in their country, and they saw for themselves the concentration camps, Alex, this really shocked them to the core, that they didn't realize that they were part and parcel. You know, they, maybe in a sense, in an acquiescive sort of way, in a passive sort of way, but they didn't realize it had gotten to this level of, of destruction and horror.
Yeah, and that's very similar to the situation we find ourselves in today. Americans want to just find out what's going on TV, see what the Kardashians are up to, check on the football game score. Meanwhile, babies are being slaughtered by them. Millions, literally, with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, we have evil being not just perpetrated across this country against children. I mean, they're literally castrating little boys. They're literally giving hysterectomies to little girls. This is barbarism writ large, and nobody wants to talk about it. We just want to, and it's not that most people agree with this. In fact, most Democrats don't agree with this. If you look at the polling, they don't want their children taught that they might have been born in the wrong body or something like that. Most sensible people don't agree with this. The question is, what are they going to do about it? And when you boil it all down, you hit the nail on the head. What's happening here is a war against God, and it's a war against all the principles and morals and teachings that God provides, both in creation and in Revelation. So God says, don't murder. They say, well, that little baby's not really a human. Well, that Jew in the concentrator, he's not really a human. Right? So they always find ways to humanize their victims. God ordains marriage and faith. Well, we don't really need marriage. We don't need family. That's an oppressive institution of the patriarchy and white supremacy. So on and on, you see on every point they're waging war on what God has told us, and the outcome of this will be absolute disaster, just like it was in Germany, just like it was in the Soviet Union, just like it was in China and in Cuba and in Mozambique and in Cambodia, and the list goes on.
It's kind of, and this might sound a little too sarcastic or whatever, but the people that seem to be pushing these things, the foundational issues of family and marriage and that sort of thing, they're not very attractive people, Alex. I mean, it's like, even if when you look at Joe Biden's cabinet, for example, and it's all about checking boxes and, DEI and all that. And you look around the room there and you go, holy smokes. When I was in high school, I wouldn't want to be at the lunch table with them. And I know the term freaks kind of bothers people, and it might be an aggressive term, but at some point you got to call it for what it is. We're at that point where the emperor is walking around buck naked, and everybody's saying, "Wow, don't you love those clothes?" I mean, in so many ways, this is how our culture, as you say, has been dumbed down to normalize the abnormal, and. And you see some of these kids, you hear some of these kids, these fifth graders, for example, going, that doesn't work. That's not right. That's not fair. They figured it out. They know instinctively. But here we are as supposed, learned adults. But again, the key is, because of the war on God, you turn your back on God. I remind you very clearly, the one who created the heavens and the earth, that created this popcorn stand that we're in the midst of, who set up the infrastructure and everything, says, hey, look, at the beginning of wisdom is the fear of me. It's the knowledge of God. So you turn your back on God, you've just rendered yourself stupid. And this is where we are right now, and you need to wake up and see what's going on. But like we say, there still is hope, right, Alex?
Hey, man, absolutely. You got it. Take it seriously, get involved.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final